Welcome to the Irish Pagan School podcast. Your hosts are authors and co-founders of the Irish Pagan School here in County Waterford, Ireland, Laura O'Brien and John O'Sullivan. Fáilte.
Thank you, folks. Fáilte. Hi, hello and welcome. It is John O'Sullivan from the Irish Pagan School and we are here with this week's coffee talk, check-in and chat. So, with beverage on board, I've been asked at times to do reaction videos. People want to get my opinion on things or, like, you know, look for, you know, a bit of insider perspective on something that they've come across. I'm somewhat a bit reticent to get into that whole John reacts to stuff, but I have found one. I have found one that is worthy of my reaction, and it is actually worthy of a history lesson. So if you're interested, stick around. But before we get into that history lesson and education of someone who really needs it, we have a free resource for you. As usual, pop down into the description, grab the link, it'll get you onto our mailing list, and it'll get you a download list of recommended resources from the Irish Pagan School to explore your cultural history, your spirituality with us. It's really just a one-stop location for getting a good idea on what we can stand over as good resources for you to pursue. And the intent, of course, being that if you can avoid the bad stuff, it's a little bit easier on you than it was on some of us coming up without good resources to hand. So with that said, allow me to share with you something that I was moved to react to. And I'm not reacting in an adversarial position. I'm reacting purely from a stance of education, which I think is needed, sorely needed in this case. A gentleman went on Twitter today and decided to share their opinion that always remember the Irish stabbed England in the back with the 1916 Easter Rising. The rebellion had the full support of Germany, the country Britain was fighting in World War I. Traitors, one and all. Thank God they aren't in NATO. And this is from an @bulkley_John, who is a self-professed military news for the average citizen. Nothing complicated here, just straight talk, simple facts with some opinions. So John Bulkley is of the opinion that the Irish stabbed the English in the back by having a rebellion during World War I. Those of you who have an idea about Irish history may already know where I'm going to go with this, but for those of you who don't know, settle in. Settle in, get comfortable, and let's have a quick chat here. Because what we need to do is we need to go back before 1916, we need to go back before the Easter Rising, and consider what was going on in Ireland to cause them to stage a rebellion, to cause them to kind of seek independence and the right to self-rule. And so, If we want to go back, we need to go back as far as the 12th century, because it was King Henry II who conquered, who was the official king to have come in and conquered. Like, if we go into the 1100s, we're dealing with the Viking invasions. We then have the Norman invasion of Ireland, you know, so all throughout that period. But when we get to the 12th century, the official one, according to the records of history, the facts of history, was King Henry II of England, who conquered Ireland and there claimed it as part of the Great British Empire. And so that was in 1171. So 1171. So this is like 800 years before the 1916 Rising. Now, why? Why would a country that had been conquered want to have independence, want to rule itself? Well, you know, you might think that, you know, John Bulkley here might not have an understanding of that. But having a quick glance at John, we realize he's American. And if he's an American history fan, even American history, even casually interested, he knows that the American War of Independence was fought in 1775. An American War of Independence fought in 1775 was against Britain, so that they could have their independence from Britain. And what was going on in Britain during the 1700s was a whole load of other wars. In fact, I have a nice, casual, easy list here. And just in case anyone, John or any of his followers, you can just go into Wiki, you can type in timeline of the British Army, and it will tell you the wars that were happening in the 1700s. And a big part, as we know, and the concerns that were caused leading to, say, that historic event known as the Boston Tea Party, was the taxation that was being placed on American, like, you know, living individuals, people living in America, because Britain wanted to fund their wars, the wars that they were experiencing and engaging with all across the Middle East and all across India. So at the backdrop of ongoing war, the people in America decided that they wanted to have independence and, you know, fight for their right to rule themselves. We did the exact same thing 100 and something years later. Not even 200 years later. Because it was 1775. The 1916 Rising was the declaration of independence. It was seized in the General Post Office by the revolutionaries. They declared an Irish free state, an Irish independent with a constitution, but it failed. The actual Irish War of Independence took place between 1919 and 1921. But even then, it was still a hard-fought thing. And, you know, we ended up with the Free State, which led to the Irish Civil War in the 1920s. And then we finally, eventually got to the place of being able to declare a republic in the 1930s. So, you know, I'm sorry, John, but it's not a case that we stabbed England in the back during World War One, because Irishmen fought in World War One. There was no formal conscription given in Ireland during that period, because it would have inflamed a lot of concern, England being very much aware of how they had been treating Ireland and the rise in kind of Irish sentimentality and the rise for the right to rule ourselves, to be free of oppression and, like, you know, conquerors. So, you know, it's understandable. So they never actually enforced conscription, but 140,000 Irishmen volunteered to fight in World War One. Understanding and knowing that the conflict between Germany and Russia, that was the kickoff point. Easy kind of quick search there. You know, you can find that it was hostilities between Germany and Russia at that point that triggered the kind of snowball effect, which led into World War One. But the ongoing kind of militarization of everything and the industrialization of warfare, which really, really happened, because before World War One, we were still dealing with a lot of kind of single shot muskets and cavalry charges. But it was in World War One that we actually saw military industrialization kick off, where we had vast amounts. The first tanks were used in World War One. That first kind of exploration of how to mechanize warfare really, really took a whole new level of it, which, you know, any historian or war enthusiast would be easily able to kind of look at the socio-economical influences that led to those conflicts. Although apparently John, you know, hates socialists. So that's their email address. On their Twitter handle, as a grown man who is a self-professed military historian, you can understand maybe why I'm a little bit frustrated, because actually, I saw many years ago a webcomic which lives forever in my brain. It was done by a webcomic called Cyanide and Happiness. And it's two random figures standing in the first panel. And one of the figures says, "Oh, I'm from Ireland." The next two panels are devoted to the other individual going, "Oh, you're from Ireland. Oh, tiddly-dee. Oh, leprechauns and lucky and all the rest and lucky charms. And oh, shouldn't it great to be Irish? Top of the morning to you." And the last panel is, "Really? It's great to be Irish. Have you read The Luck of the Irish? Have you read a fucking history book?" Ireland has never been lucky. Ireland has always been a place of conflict for many reasons. And before anyone else came in and decided to have a go at us, we were having a go at each other. You know, at one point during the medieval period of Ireland, there was over 180 different recognized kingdoms or chieftains in Ireland. We had enough stuff going at each other and having our own little scraps and getting on with it. Then other people decided to come in and have a go at us. And that's when things began to take a whole different turn. So the 12th century. You know, if the American War of Independence was fought in 1775, we had already been oppressed by England for 500 years at the point that the America began to have its first right to become a country in its own right. We had already been oppressed. We had already been suffering. We'd gone through on Gorton Moor. Like, you know, actually, sorry, I'm lying. America, War of Independence happened in 1775 to 1782. It was after that, it was in the mid-1800s, 1845 to 1850, that we have the great potato famine, the blight that came in on Gorton Moor, which then led to a whole lot of people kind of forcibly fleeing from Ireland in order to try and survive the trip to the Americas. But that's a whole different timeline of history, a whole different area of history in which to dig into. But talking about the Irish stabbing the English in the back during World War One, sorry, John, read a history book. And if you don't want to read a history book, if you want to just maintain your opinions, then get fucked. Because the part that you're missing out on here, we had a rebellion in 1916. But what followed that was the end of World War One with the Treaty of Versailles. And the Treaty of Versailles signed in 1919 led to a whole load of militarized soldiers from the British Empire without a job. And what did England decide to do with them? Oh yeah, we'll just put them in the Royal Irish Constabulary, the RIC. So these highly trained, PTSD, violent, suffering fuckers were then suddenly a conscripted police force sent to the troublesome neighbour there. And they came in to Ireland with some of the worst, most aggressive, most brutal treatment that our people suffered at the hands of the English. And because of the scrappy kind of ex-army khaki kind of colours they were wearing, they became known as Black and Tans. So these were some of the worst fuckers who had survived World War One, and then been sent to, you know, put Ireland back in its place. Tragedy, travesty, fucking murders, fighting, women thrown out of their houses. It is a very terrible time in Irish history, post-World War I, 1919 to 1921, when we could actually try and begin to get ourselves out from under England. So someone, a self-professed, like, you know, someone who studies history and wants to just talk straight facts to people who don't like want to go too deep into it. I read your tweet. I had a look at it. It caused me quite a lot of annoyance and frustration. I knew my own history, but in the space of 10 minutes before sitting down to record this video, I was able to get all of the extra information that you seem to be fucking missing, John. There was no betrayal. The Irish weren't traitors. The Irish were an oppressed and conquered people who saw an opportunity to advocate for their right to self-rule, who saw an opportunity for the right to stand up and say, no, we don't want your oppression. We don't want you as kind of like, you know, dictating how we should live and, you know, rule our own people in our own land. We don't want you continually ravaging the bounty of our lands and just exporting everything grown in our country for, you know, absentee landlords. The famine was caused by the British. It wasn't a potato blight. It wasn't just, oh, well, sorry about that. Like, the crop of potatoes died. Potatoes aren't fucking native to Ireland. Potatoes are native to South America. They were imported into Ireland because they're a superfood. They're a superfood that will grow in any condition whatsoever, and they were easy for the Irish to maintain and subsist on. And that's all we were given by the English landlords who parcelled out the land that was originally Irish land so that we could farm it and send them the produce, send them, like, you know, the grain and everything else that was grown here in this country. So I realize my energy has gotten a little bit hurt, a little bit aggressive. That's not my intent. My intent is to educate. As I said, I'm not coming for John. I don't really give a shit about John. What I give a shit about is misinformation and a lack of basic cop on and curiosity to try and understand different. We have been killing each other since we could figure out how to stand up and use sticks and stones. War is a whole extra state of horror, but war is something we do to ourselves for a number of different reasons. But enemies in one war become allies in the next war. because wars are always fought over territory or power or ideology or religion or spirituality, whatever it is. We have gone through any excuse in order to kind of industrialize harm against each other. And it's terrible and it's fucking pointless.
Hello, this is Laura Ryan, and I want to make sure that you get access to our free gift for you, which is the Roots and Reverence Ancestral Connection Toolkit. So this is a 5-day guided exploration, which will be delivered to you free over email series, and it's as enlightening as it is grounding. It's designed for anyone who feels a kinship with Irish paganism, whether you carry Ireland in your blood, your heart, or the soul memories of lifetime past. There is no cost, only the promise of authentic connection to Ireland, as ever from us. So go to irishpagan.school/roots, that's R-O-O-T-S, to get your ancestral connection toolkit. And again, it's all free, delivered free over 5 days. There's resources, there's exercises, there's connection, there's all sorts of cool stuff. So I hope you enjoy that. It is our free gift to you for being a valued podcast member. So back to the episode.
But what makes it even worse is when people break it down to a binary, the goodies and the baddies. Well, I'm American, so anyone I fight is a bad guy and they're against me. Or the British fought against the Germans were the baddies. So anyone who was like, you know, allied with Germany, you know, there are so many fucking problems with that limited blinkered mentality. And so it's not about complexity. It's not about like, you know, oh no, I'm just shooting a straight talk. I'm just shooting simple talk. You're not shooting simple talk. You're being a simpleton. You're choosing ignorance. You're choosing to break it all down and not express and engage in one of the most powerful things that we as humans have to our advantage, which is fucking curiosity. The heightened state of intellect where we can actually think about things. Ponder about things, wonder what it'd be like from a different perspective, wonder what it'd be like if this happened instead of this, wonder why did this happen, how could we prevent that happening again? We have a great capacity to learn and to change and to grow, but that comes from curiosity, that comes from a willingness and an openness to know more and to know better. So, someone having an opinion on the internet, yeah, okay, everyone's going to have their opinion, they're all entitled to it. As my dad would say, opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one, except some are more full of shit than others. Problem is when people choose to spread their shit all over everyone else in some kind of, you know, ideology of like, well, I just want you all to know, I'm just going to shoot you straight and give you like the hard talk as it is. You're spreading misinformation. Misinformation is harmful. It is damaging and it is fucking dangerous. So to the 2,000 plus people who follow John Bulkley and his straight talk, simple view of military history, I hope that this video has been useful. I hope that this is giving some insight and some perspective because no, the Irish did 100% not betray the English during World War I. The Irish did exactly what the Americans had did in 1775. We saw an oppressor who was taking advantage of us. We saw an oppressor that was engaged in their militaristic culture all over the world and took an opportunity to stand up and say, no, we don't want you. We want to be us. We want the right to be independent. We want the right to look after our own people in our own land as we know and as we see fit and to rule ourselves. So no, the Irish weren't traitors. And even if you want to kind of point that, yeah, like, you know, there is records. Fuck's sake, yeah. Absolutely. Germany sent weapons to the Irish independent fighters, the Iron Rebellion freedom fighters. And we fucking took the weapons. Because how else were we going to get them? How else were we going to be able to go up against this ancestral enemy with its hyper-militaristic functions and like finances and abilities. But here we are in 2023, looking around the world. You mentioned NATO, which is an agreement of, you know, countries that, you know, we won't fight against each other. And if one person starts a war with one of members of NATO, then everyone else supports that and defends that. It is a non-aggression pact, is what it is. But NATO exists as a non-aggression pact for the people who are the most aggressive. The largest people who have all of the power to actually cause so much global fucking harm. If NATO was absolutely the end of all of it, then why would we need the United Nations? Why would we need a separate like body where every nation gets to have representation, come together and have a say and have a voice? So, yeah, Ireland fought fucking hard to get out of its oppression, which started in the 12th century, by the way. That's 1200. We are now at 2023. So, like, you know, it's quite a while. The 12th century up until the 19th century. You started in the 19th century. When you hear an Irish person talking about the 800 years, that's what we're talking about. And even now, there is still a section of our country, six counties on the north of our island, the island of Ireland, which are still under British rule. And it's only in my lifetime, in the last few, like only in the last 20, 30 years, that we have a Good Friday Agreement, that we have a demilitarization, that we are allowing politics to see its way through and allowing for the culture to grow without sectarianist harm and bombings and murders and killings on the island. So, please, John, don't come at me with your half-arsed fucking simpleton talk, because it's not just ancient history. It's not just some like, oh, well, isn't it great to consider that this is what happened years and years ago? The shit and the fallout of this shit is still happening and still living on my island. And with the rise of Brexit, with Britain's pulling out of the European, like, you know, Union and European economic market spaces and all the rest of it, with its posturing because of all of that, it has kicked off a whole extra level of concern and worry and fear on my island. So, no, it's not just a simple opinion. And no, Ireland aren't traitors for stabbing Britain in the back. You know, if you're American and you claim to be, you know, someone who, you know, well, if you're, yeah, you're claiming to be American, which means you fought for your own independence. Your country fought for its independence in 1775 from Britain. If anything, John, you should be looking at Ireland being like, good fucking on yous. It took us a while longer. It took us to like the mid 1900s, but we fought and we got our independence from the same people who oppressed your people in the beginnings too. So I do hope that this hasn't been too upsetting for anyone who has sat to join us. But the thing is, if we only stay within our comfort zones, if we don't face the uncomfortable truths, the uncomfortable realities of our life, then we are blinkered to what is actually going on in the world now. When we have Russia and the Ukraine ongoing, when we have so many people dying all over the place, we have an ongoing conflict in Israel and Palestine escalated once again as I'm recording this video. Where is all of this going to go? How are we going to get out of this if we don't cop the fuck on and learn from the past and try and do better? And so misinformation, people having opinions, oh, it's just my opinion, I'm entitled to it. Yeah, you don't understand. Your misinformation does real fucking damage. And so I won't apologize for my heartfelt reaction. I won't apologize for coming against misinformation as strongly as I can, because that is important to me. Because the body count is real. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being with me today on this one. As I said, normally I try and stick to lighter tones. I like to stick to spiritual education, kind of cultural conversations and stuff like that. But if you're inspired by Irish paganism, you need to be understanding Irish culture. If you want to understand Irish culture, you need to understand Irish history. If you want to understand Irish history, then you need to be willing to sit with me and be uncomfortable as we go through these things from time to time. So with that, I'm going to take another drink of my beverage. I'm going to exhale. I'm going to try and remember that I'm safe, I'm secure. Ireland is a neutral country which has fought hard for its neutrality. And Irish soldiers volunteer to be UN peacekeepers more than many other countries out there. Per capita population, actually. You'd be surprised how many Irish men and women decide to join the United Nations peacekeepers, even though we are technically a neutral country. We've always been putting our bodies on the line. We have always been, if there's a conflict and we have a side to choose, or both sides, you know, we will choose and we will stand and we will fight. In a Phoenix Park in Dublin, there is this large obelisk. You might think it's an Egyptian-inspired obelisk, but what you'll actually find, it's called a monument. What it's a monument to is all of the Irish soldiers who've died all around the world, all through history, in other people's conflicts. We don't sit back. We don't wash our hands. We get involved. And that still carries on in other ways, not just in the military ways. Ireland is ranked still within, I think it's currently within the top 20 or 30 countries in the world who give charity, who give to all charities or give from us. Like, we are one of the highest, you know, donators per capita populations in the world. Because we were on the wrong end of it. Not that far away that, you know, in America, there was no blacks, no dogs, no Irish. It's important to know our history. It's important to take those times. And I feel like I'm going to stagger back into my rant. So I'm going to really wrap it up here now. Because if we don't learn from the past, we are doomed to repeat it. And that's why misinformation, that's why the retelling, the twisting of the narrative, or, you know, oh no, I'm just going to focus on these areas. That is so harmful. That is so fucking dangerous. Because suddenly, you know, what, you know, a war or a conflict or an invasion of another country, which, you know, oh, well, no, we didn't lose that war. We abandoned it. What was that one? Vietnam. So, yeah, I have frustrations around it. When we look around our world, you know, in the past, the great British Empire was one of the most militaristically dominant powers of the world. Not anymore. We don't have to look too far from John's doorstep to find out where the great military superpowers are these days and the militaristic attitudes that they have towards all people of this world. Because we're all fucking humans on the one planet at the end of the day. So I will say, Gaurav Mila Mahagas, thank you very much for being with me and for listening to this reaction rant. Do make sure you pop down into the description, that you grab onto the link if you're interested in, you know, exploring more about your Irish paganism, your spirituality, your Irish culture. Join us. Get on the mailing list. You'll get the resources that come out. You can join us for our live sessions where we host space and just hang out and chat and talk. And you can pick up that free resource guide as well, which is recommended resources to enhance and expand your own learning in your own journey. So again, Gaurav Mila Mahagas, thank you very, very much. And until next time, look after yourself. And slán. Goodbye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a positive review in your podcast listener. Then head over to irishpaganschool.com and enroll in one of our free or paid courses. Slán go fóill, and we will see you next time.